Hare Krishna. Can we have one more time loud applause for these wonderful Vaishnavas? Haribo! Hare Krishna. So that was very nice. Any reflections on this wonderful drama? What kind of stick out to the devotees? Any particular message which you found very interesting? Kali tried his best. Kali personified definitely tried. Yes? Prashadam. Yes, Prashadam, definitely wonderful. Special weapon. Special weapon against Kali. Any other feedback? Any nice reflections? Yes? Don't trust the mind, the monkey mind. I think Devarishi Prabhu played the monkey mind definitely very perfectly. Yes, Jignesh? Devotees never lose their hope on book distribution. What about that actual weapon against this day and age is Srila Prabhupada's books? Bhakti? Sorry? Bhakti. Bhakti is the most important weapon, devotion. Yes. Any other feedback?
It seems like Kali is easily defeatable, and Prabhupada's movement is unstoppable.
Kali is easily defeatable. That's a very wonderful point. Thank you so much for that. Any other points? Something we stick for the devotees?
Books change lives.
The books, they change lives. You can't get rid of the mind, but you can befriend the mind. Yeah, that's like from the Bhagavad Gita, right? The mind can be the worst of enemies or best of friends, right? Parajan Prabhu? Yes, the pictures. The pictures on Srila Prabhupada's books are transcendental. They can definitely attract the soul. Yes, that's very much true. Anything else? Hare Krishna. So thank you for that. Thank you to all the wonderful devotees preparing tirelessly this beautiful drama. We're going to start. I'm just going to collect my laptop and prepare for the presentation. And if you give me a couple of minutes, in the meantime, maybe can we have a bit of a kirtan? Can devotees do for a couple of minutes just a small kirtan? Just a quick question, can everyone see? Can we have a quick check if without lights, if it's better, if it's easier for the devotees? Can someone turn off the main lights just to see? So what do devotees prefer? With lights, without lights? Okay, hands up for those with lights. Hands up for those without lights. Okay. Demon crazy democracy. Hare Krishna. So thank you so much again for coming this morning to Bhaktivedanta Mana. We are very privileged and very happy to host you all and also to be part of, that all of us are part of this wonderful Winter Marathon Efforts 2023. So without further ado, we're going to start with the presentation. Maybe first row devotees. Tarana Krishna Prabhu, would you mind reading this for us?
There is no need of any other business. If this book distribution is managed properly, pushed on with great enthusiasm and determination, and at the same time, if our men keep spiritually strong, then the whole world will become Krishna conscious.
Hare Krishna. It's a very beautiful letter of Srila Prabhupada to Satswaru Maharaj. Two things kind of stand out for me in here. That is enthusiasm and determination. These two aspects are very important for practicing Krishna consciousness in general, but even more important when it comes to book distribution. Enthusiasm and determination. Some years ago, we had a small kind of a discussion about the actual benefit of book distribution, right? Many times it's collected by numbers. How many books you distributed, how many people you stop, how great amount of Lakshmi you're able to collect. But one thing which is not spoken about on book distribution is what kind of a character as a devotee you develop. What kind of attributes you actually accumulate. What sort of experiences in dealing with the material nature you have kind of a under your belt. So this is not very much spoken about. But I would like to emphasize and very much clear for all of us here today that we are very much focusing on being determined and enthusiastic devotees. And Vaisheshika Prabhu has this wonderful saying, rejection is, and let's see if I get this right, Divyananda Prabhu, chitrakta for your chitsharira, correct? So your spiritual blood for your spiritual body. And I think this is a very important to understand. Every single rejection, every single no, is a one step closer to? Yes. To yes. So that's very, very important. And what are the other attributes that you as a devotee collecting if you're getting rejection on Sankirtan? Can anyone share with me?
Humility.
Humility. What else are you accumulating with the rejection? Tolerance, maybe. Determination, maybe.
Surrender.
Surrender, wonderful, definitely. How about having a greater vision? Having renunciation not based on, right, Krishna in the 18th chapter Bhagavad Gita describes three types of renunciation. One is based on mode of passion, mode of ignorance, and mode of goodness. Mode of ignorance is that you give up because of illusion. Mode of passion, you give up because it's uncomfortable. But with mode of goodness, you do and perform the activity based on duty. So enthusiasm and determination are very important parts of Sankirtan. In ISKCON, we are very much well known for technical glitches. So I think it's part of the tradition. Wonderful. Thank you. Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana are three very important parts of our philosophy. So Sambandha basically means understanding what we're doing and what we're presenting. Truly understanding what are these books about, that we read those books, we read Chan and Be Happy, we cooked something from a higher taste, we read Bhagavad Gita, we read Bhagavatam, what else is there? We studied all these beautiful books. And then when people ask you, the power is that you can reflect on that book in a very personal way. Many times when you do book distribution, we learn these mantras. We learn these responses. When you do it for some time, you learn and you know what people will say. But if you understand and if we learn the books, if we truly understand them, then we can present things according to time, place, circumstances, and person. So this is a very important aspect, to actually understand the philosophy. Therefore, Sankirtan is not just a service, it's a lifestyle. It's an offering, it's an understanding, and it's something that how we carry ourselves as devotees. Abhideya, practically apply. Can anyone tell me the three principal aspects established by Lord Chaitanya? And I'll give you a hint. One is? Yeah. Namaruchi, that's one, yes? Vaishnava Seva is second? Jiva Doi. So the one I'm trying to focus on at this point is Jiva Doi. My spiritual master, His Holiness Kadamba Kanan Maharaj, always used to say, we are made by the mercy of the devotees. We are here because of the mercy of the Vaishnavas. So one very important aspect is that you've been, if you're not a Gurukuli, if you've not been born into a movement, you've been also in a position when you haven't been introduced to Krishna. You haven't been introduced to Prabhupada. But then somehow or another, some devotee take their time off. They went on the streets, they knocked your door, they give the book to the library, they do whatever needs to be done. And that philosophy entered your life. So we are here and we are prime example of Jiva Doi. We are the example of the mercy given to us by other Vaishnavas. So let's be the medium to continue this Jiva Doi to flow. Another point is Prayojana of Sankirtan, or reach the goal. The goal of Sankirtan, can anyone tell me what you think is the goal of book distribution or goal of Sankirtan? Prema. Interesting, yes, Prema Bhakti, okay. Any other points? Planting the seeds. If you mentioned that, I just had a quick conversation with Kishore Prabhu, Prabhupada disciple, and asking for permission and blessings to inaugurate this winter marathon. And he said interesting thing. He said, in the past when I used to do book distribution, and some years after, one person came to me and said, you don't remember me? And do you remember me? And he was like, no. He said, all these years ago, you gave me a book. You gave me Bhagavad Gita. Now, because of that book, my whole family are devotees. We have now two generations of devotees in our gotra. So these books, they actually make a difference. One slightly unfortunate thing on book distribution is that many occasions we don't see the results. On many occasions, you most likely will never meet the person again. Most likely, you will never see that person reading the book even. There's a big chance that that person will never cross your life again. Therefore, Sankirtan is very much based on faith. On faith that one day, sooner or later, someone will open the book and take the gems from the book. I met one gentleman on book distribution, and he said, "Oh, I already have Bhagavad Gita." I was like, "Okay, that's wonderful." And what he actually did, he took a picture of that Bhagavad Gita. He had it in his phone, and it was this beautiful, dainipon copy of Bhagavad Gita back from the 60s and 70s. It said, "My father received this book when he was a young boy on the streets." And it was very beautiful, nicely done. I even asked him, like, "Can I have it? Like, I will give you this one. Can I have that one, please?" He's like, no, I'm very much attached to this one. So anyway, I tried my best, but what to do? So the books are there. And maybe sometimes the books are not meant for you, not meant for that person. They are meant for the grandchildren. They are meant for the person that you're going to give it to as a gift to a neighbor or someone. So the books are there, and they do make a difference. We have another beautiful quotation from Srila Prabhupada. Can you read this out, please?
"O most intelligent Uddhava, the living entity called Jiva is part and parcel of me. But due to ignorance, he has been suffering in material bondage since time immemorial. By knowledge, however, he can be liberated."
So a very important part of this verse is, "By knowledge, however, he can be liberated." So actually the difference between devotee and non-devotee is to which degree we've been exposed and been allowed some proximity towards Krishna. So this proximity is carried by Srila Prabhupada's books. So what we're presenting to people is not only a book, not just some letters, not just some chapters, but actually it's an opportunity to take their life more seriously based on knowledge. This is a very interesting concept. In the 1776, Thomas Paine, does anyone know who this gentleman is? So he was basically like an American writer, and he wrote this book called Common Sense. So this year, the uniqueness of this year is that this is when American Revolution happened. This is when revolution happened with all the American colonies, when they desired to sort of disconnect themselves from the European governing. Specifically Britain, France, Portugal, and so on. So what happened, this person, Thomas Paine, when he wrote this book, Common Sense, he started mass distributing this book in all the different varieties of colonies around America. And what happened, this book actually sparked a revolution in the American nation to actually kind of sever the ties from the Europe. Just by a book, just by ideas, just by some, you know, words and letters, they actually made a difference in the heart of others to the such a degree that they've been willing to fight for independence. They've been willing to fight and die for independence. So imagine what the books of Srila Prabhupada can do in the hearts of others. Hare Krishna, next one please. So we know very well that Lord Chaitanya's mission was not necessarily a mission of writing literature or compiling literature, but his mission was to establish philosophy, life, and somehow Vaishnava Sadachar, or basically how Vaishnavas should act and live their life. The next generation, the six Goswamis, they established the literature. Their lifetime duty was actually to compile and philosophically firmly establish the philosophy. Can anyone tell me the names of these three? I mean, it's written there. Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Pandit, Srinivas Acharya are the Harinam Sankirtan Acharyas for us as Gaudiya Vaishnavas. These three personalities established and inaugurated mass book distribution. I'm sure all of you are aware of this. Next one, please. Oh no, we have another quotation. Can we have someone to read? Rasika Rai Prabhu?
On the other hand, that literature which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc., of the unlimited Supreme Lord, is a different creation, full of transcendental words directed toward bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest.
So this verse was our inspiration for this year's Winter Marathon. No one needs to tell us that this material world at this present time is in turmoil. No one needs to tell us that the social-political structure is changing. No one needs to tell us that people are unsatisfied, unhappy, and the ways that the status quo was maintained for many, many generations is being challenged. What is being challenged is happiness. What is being challenged is the foundation of people's functioning. That is being challenged. What is being challenged is our understanding where to source our happiness. And this is a very much a fertile soil for Krishna consciousness. This is the fertile soil that all the Vaishnavas, devotees, are actually waiting for very much and very eagerly. One of our concepts, or something which we would like to more integrate in the consciousness of Sankirtan devotees, is the concept of meet, or meeting people. Meditation, exchange, evaluation, and transformation. So Sankirtan is not just an activity of exchange. It's not just an activity where book is given and some monetary value is received for the book. It's not just that. It's exchange of hearts. Is exchange of desires, is exchange of ideas. But the most important thing when something is being exchanged is cultivation. So we would like to request and humbly present this meditation to all the devotees present here and those which are online, and those devotees which will participate in this winter marathon is, take step forward, take responsibility for those people you're going to be meeting. So what we try to do from our side, we're going to be doing a retreat, as we've been doing last couple of years. This retreat will be free of charge, will take place in the Haveli, 6th of January, and will be for all the contact details and all the contacts which we're going to receive during the Winter Marathon. But more than that, you can request the number of the people. You can stay in touch. One thing which I do is that, let's say I distribute books, and I say, you know what, I'd be really interested to know your opinion on this Bhagavad Gita. It's very philosophical, but let's stay in touch. If you have any question, any points, you know, let's churn it together. So you're not only extending hand with the Bhagavad Gita, but you're also extending hand you as a person. And I think this is very integral for us to learn and to meditate on. So, not yet. This year's Winter Marathon theme, not yet. Not yet. Does anyone remember a very famous quote by George Harrison? It was in the introduction to Krishna book. It's in the introduction to Chant and Be Happy. And George Harrison said, all you need is... Are you sure? In the brackets, right? Krishna. So in the theme of the modern world, when everything is changing, and then maintaining the theme of George Harrison, this year's Winter Marathon 2023 theme is all you need is revolution. Hare Krishna! So, the basics of any revolution in the past was, as I mentioned, something when people been unsatisfied. But the way that revolution was built on change, but our change and our foundation is slightly different. We do book distribution and we try to do changes, and the foundation of that change is love. That foundation of that change is our attachment to Prabhupada, our attachment to Guru, and our attachment to the process of sharing Krishna consciousness. So all you need is revolution. Oh yes, coming closer to the point, the 6th of January, part of that revolution, as I mentioned, is a follow-up. So in the past, we created these series of events. Can I have another picture? Another one? So I'd like to share with you some interesting story. For those of you who've been here last year, I think I mentioned it, but it's always that special time. Do you remember this devotee? His name is Janakinath Prabhu. So Janakinath Prabhu was a brahmachari here in Bhaktivedanta Mana. And it's been some time now. He left the body due to cancer. And just would like to share a small background to that picture, to that story. So we had actually, this was the first retreat that we organized. I think it was 2019 retreat. Not so many people came. It was maybe like 30, 35, 40 people. And Janakinath, I asked him, JD, can you do a bit of a small program? He got this series of wonderful presentation asking, can you do this? And he was in a great pain actually. And he said, no, I can't. Stomach cancer is not fun, you know. So he couldn't do it. But then just maybe like 15, 20 minutes before the program started, he came and he said, you know what, I'll do it. So it just shows that if the heart is there, then even the body will follow. Another wonderful thing is, Hare Krishna.
This gentleman over here,
that gentleman over there, his name was Bhakta Pedder. And we, Pedder from Scotland. We met him in Watford, and he was playing his accordion. You can see he's got a big beard there. And he was playing accordion. We gave him a book. We kind of started a conversation. Now his name is Pancha Tattva Prabhu. And he's coming here to Bhaktivedanta Mana next year, Hare Krishna. Yes. So Pancha Tattva Prabhu is a Sankirtan devotee. So goal of book distribution is actually to make book distributors. It's not that we just give a book, but we give them opportunity to plug themselves into that same source, same essence that gives us drive and gives us impetus to actually perform Sankirtan. And you can see that top picture on the left, we had this year in January, 140 people coming for this retreat. It was wonderful. We had Keshav Maharaj speaking. We have wonderful Kirtan by Jayadev Prabhu, Prabhupada Pran Prabhu from Scotland. We have yoga with Yogini Kishori Mataji. We have Radha Govinda emceeing it. We have absolutely amazing prasadam, which I never had, but it was amazing. And there were so many wonderful things happening. So what I suggest is, be part of that magic. The most magical thing is when the circle is closed, when you see someone you met on the street in a rainy day in Watford or Hounslow or Reading or St. Albans or whatever it may be. You meet someone on the street, you give him a book, you give him an invitation, and then what happens? You're going to see him there on that retreat. And you're just going to do, hey, I remember you. And he'll be like, hey, I do remember you. And many of these people which got plugged in, they got afterwards plugged in into School of Bhakti, into Krishna Wisdom. And there's still, some of them went into a retreat to India recently. So things are happening. But all it takes is our broader vision of what Sankirtan actually means. See, three C's of Sankirtan. Yes? Contact, connect, cultivate. So I think I was speaking about this one. Contact means the initial contact, door-to-door or streets. Connect, plugging them into varieties of things that we do here in the Bhaktivedanta Mana. And then giving them the opportunity to be cultivated. Yes, dates to remember. So something practical. 23rd of November, we are actually organizing Nrsingadev Yagya. And for who is this Nrsingadev Yagya? It's for all of you. It's for all of the devotees which will be participating in the winter marathon. We sincerely pray to Nrsingadev for your protection. We sincerely pray that you, all of you, will have the obstacles removed in the process of your devotional practice. And we sincerely pray to Lord Nrisimhadev that he will give you all the necessary courage, vigor, and strength to continue with your wonderful goals and your wonderful offering. 24th of November, beginning of Winter Marathon 2023, basically in 6 days. Are you guys ready? Are you ready? No. Sorry, something wrong with my hearing. Are you ready?
No.
That sounds much better. Thank you so much. We're finishing on the 24th of December. So you can see it's 1 month. It's very challenging. It's very tough. It's not easy. But diamonds are made under pressure. So prepare yourself for some pressure. So basically 1 month, and we will encapsulate 5 weekends. Because we are a congregation-based movement, and Mano is very much based on the strength of the Mano is on the congregation. We try to see if we can go outside on door-to-door. Keshav Maharaj gave his promise that he will be here Sundays. So he will be taking varieties of communities out on door-to-door. I'll be always present here. Not always, but I'll be here at the manor. So if devotees desire, I'm happy to go on street Sankirtan and in the evening door to door. So we can exchange numbers. Hare Krishna. And the 6th of January, National Sankirtan Festival. So you can see that there are two things colliding. National Sankirtan Festival and the retreat which we're going to have. But yeah, what to do? It will be fun. So 6th of January, please put it into your diaries, into your calendars. It's the most ecstatic, I dare to say, festival of the year. I'm going to repeat that. The most ecstatic festival of the year. Shishi Radha Gokulananda Ki. The reason why I'm saying this is because it's the core Vaishnava festival. It's the festival when all the devotees, after 1 month of yajna, come together from Wales, from Scotland, from Soho, from all around the country, from Ireland. And we will be celebrating Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada and celebrating us as Vaishnavas. So please don't miss it. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's crazy. In my first festival, 2016, I didn't know. I was so much just jumping in Kirtan that I fully slapped His Grace Pragosh Prabhu on the back. I didn't know who he was. He was GBC. He is GBC. And I fully slapped him on the back. He just looked at me like, what are you doing? And I was just like, Haribo! And he was like, Haribo! So everything is possible. I'm not saying you should do that. Yes, please. Next one. Yes, our goals. So this will be changed because, sorry, Divyanand Prabhu, I didn't have time to adjust the presentation. So our goals for this winter marathon, they are to distribute 50,000 books. We're not going to knock 100,000 doors. We're going to leave that for the next year. Hare Krishna. Maybe I'm saying too much too early, but what to do. And we're going to try to invite 150 people for the retreat. Is that okay with the devotees? You guys are okay? Satisfied? Should we double it? Should we triple it? Quadruple it? Or should we leave that for next year? How do you guys feel? Haribo! Okay, Hare Krishna. So yeah, the goal is to distribute 50,000 books. That's the main goal. Our desire is obviously to always increase. We'll see how that goes. One of the things that we introduce this year is book sponsorship. But it's slightly different. It's a slightly different concept that we've done in previous years. The difference is that if people or devotees are willing to give a contribution, we will take down your email and your phone number. And we're going to send you text messages. No, I'm just joking. What we're going to be sending you, we're going to send you pictures of the devotees, of the people on the streets, which you are actually contribute towards to them to receive the books. Students, people which are not so well-to-do. And they'll receive a book, and then you'll receive the picture. You'll receive some video of the people who receive the books because of your mercy. So that will happen. I think it's nice. I think it's always nice to see that where the donations are going through. It kind of presents also some level of transparency. So that will happen. We will start circulate that in a short time in our congregation. Last slide. Yes, these are some of the numbers. Again, these numbers will be circulated in the community. There is Vrindavan Chandra Prabhu, Divyanam Prabhu, Kesha Gokulananda Prabhu, Antaranga Das. There will be David Prabhu. David Prabhu will be... Are you here, David? David Prabhu, you're here. So David Prabhu will be responsible for giving out books. So anyone who's desiring to participate, David Prabhu is your man. He will come, you will call him, he will give you numbers. And what else is there? There will be Kiran Prabhu, who will be the main collector of scores. So when you go outside on book distribution, then in the evening, you will drop a text message to Kiran Prabhu saying, today I distributed 700 Bhagavad Gitas, 500 Srimad Bhagavatams, 3,785 medium books, and just 1,000 small books. And I collected £75,000. So these are type of messages we would like to receive. I hope that's okay with everyone. Is that okay? Thumbs up? Wonderful. So Prabhupada is pointing finger right at each one of you. You have to join the revolution. Srila Prabhupada needs you. That's the goal. That's the thing. Revolution. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. Transcendental book distribution ki. Yeah. Winter Marathon 2023 ki. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Vaishnava Deo Namo Namaha. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrindaki. Now we would like to request His Grace Divyanam Prabhu to share with us some practical application of all of this, sharing some details and updates how we're going to do this, how we're going to distribute books, and how we as a community will come together. His Grace Divyanam Prabhu Ki.
His Grace Antaranga Prabhu Ki Jai. So what a wonderful vision we have for this year marathon. So just a few things from my side. Om Gyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyate Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So that was a wonderful vision which we've been just given for this year's marathon starting next weekend. I don't know if anybody noticed the dates. This year we have an extended mercy. Normally the marathon runs from 1st December to the 24th of December. But since Antaranga Prabhu mentioned at the beginning of his class that how Kartik is a month of taking everything in, and straight after Kartik comes marathon, which is not a coincidence. Because what happens is when you go to a feast, especially a Sunday feast program at the Bhaktivedanta Manor, you fill up till here. And then what do you have to do? You have to burp, right? It comes up. So bhakti is in a similar way, is a burp of, you know, the outpour of what we have been receiving in the month of the Kartik. So we have to share that. We have to go out and give that to the others. And that way we can justify the month of the Kartik by, you know, practically sharing that element with everybody. So these are some of the ways in how everybody can get involved. There is this is the beauty of the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that there is something for everyone here. No one can feel left out. So these are some of the ways you can get involved. And I'm going to also mention some of the devotees so you know who that person is. And you can either see them after the class and exchange the numbers. That's what I would do, as Prabhu was saying. Just connect. We will also have a flyer which will be circulated with some more numbers where you can reach out to a particular devotee and get engaged in that way. So many years ago, we pioneered distribution of the supermarkets here at Bhaktivedanta Manor in the congregation. And Hari Kirtan Prabhu, who is a disciple of Radhanath Maharaj now, who's in India, he started off with us and with Chitralekha Mataji, who's there in the corner. So Chitralekha Mataji, could you just stand up so that everybody can see you? So Mataji's got at least 2 to 3 appointments for supermarkets around the manor or outside the manor area in different towns. And if somebody is not so sure, what do I do? How do I do book distribution? You simply have to go and stand on a table at the back of the superstore with a nice sign there, books on yoga and meditation. And people will walk up to you and say, can I have some books? And you simply give them the books and collect the donation. So if you would like to try that out, please go see her. She has a WhatsApp group. She will add you into that. And whenever you're, if you're available even an hour or a half an hour, whatever time you can come in, come and, you know, experience that. How is it to distribute the books in supermarket? So that's Chitralekha Mataji for you. Then, if you want to, if you're too busy over the week, you just have weekends to go out and you have, you know, you want to go out into different towns. We have a wonderful team called Sacred Street Party, headed by Abhay Prabhu, Rasika Rai Prabhu, and few other devotees. Rasika Rai Prabhu is seated here. Abhay Prabhu is here as well today. No, he's probably getting ready for the Saturday. Today they are in Kingsbury doing book distribution. Whether rain or hell, they are there doing book distribution. So Rasika Rai Prabhu is here. If you want to get involved over the weekends, we have other young boys who go out with him. So please see Rasika Rai Prabhu. Oh, there is Abhay Prabhu just here. Thank you, Abhay Prabhu. So please see any one of them. Yeah, Rasika Rai Prabhu and Abhay Prabhu, if you can just stand up so the devotees can see you if you like to. They are in every town, especially over the marathon. They'll be out. Haribol. Thank you, Prabhu. On Saturday and Sundays, is that correct? Is that the plan? It's Saturday and Sundays, or will it be just Saturdays? Okay, great. So it will be two locations on Saturday. We are doubling it, and one location on Sunday. So plenty of opportunities. Then we have School of Bhakti, which been every year. They're doing the Sankirtan throughout the year in form of the courses and sharing Krishna consciousness with others. But predominantly in the month of the marathon, they not only do the courses, but they really encourage everybody who's part of the community to either come out and go out and do the book distribution or try to do book distribution in the form of the courses they deliver by offering people an opportunity to walk away some Gitas or any other books we are delivering, maybe some courses which have been delivering on the books, encouraging those devotees to, go out and distribute. So Thiru Mataji is here. Thiru Mataji is here from S School of Bhakti. Okay. If not, Nishkinchan Prabhu, who's very nicely heading School of Bhakti, he's here. So please do see him if you would like to take part in School of Bhakti events and book distribution. Please, if you can stand up, Nishkinchan Prabhu. Can we hear for Nishkinchan Prabhu? Aibo. Thank you. Then we have, throughout the year, we spend at least 5 months in a year to distribute sets of Srimad Bhagavatam and, a month of Gaur Purnima doing Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we have Vrindavan Chand Prabhu here, right at the back, Prabhu, if you can stand up. So if you like to get involved in distributing sets of Srila Prabhupada books, then please see Vrindavan Chand Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu. And this year we have three sets we would like to focus on: Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Prabhupada Leela Amrit, 2-volume set. Beautiful set, actually. And these are all BBT books. So please do get involved and see Vrindavan Chand Prabhu, and he can help you. Anyone also who doesn't have a Bhagavatam set right now or Chaitanya Charitamrita, please see him. He can give you a set of Bhagavatam. We start the marathon today, not on 24th, by the way. Then we have... obviously, street Sankirtan, which we have. How many devotees this year, Antaranga Prabhu, traveling?
6 and 9 afterwards.
Oh, wow. So starting with 6, after many, many years, we can see the numbers going up. And these devotees, they leave with a van full with bhoga, and they travel from one town to the other. They have some porridge in the morning, and somehow or other that porridge sustains them throughout the day. And then they cook together and have a wonderful feast in the evening. And then they are whole day out, at least 9 to 10 hours on the street, whether it's cold or rainy, distributing Srila Prabhupada books. So if you at all want to spare a day or a half a day, find out which town they are in and join them, either physically or also help, when they are in the town, host them for prasadam, help them. There are already devotees doing cookies or pack books for them. Please reach out to Antaranga Prabhu, Vishal Prabhu. So many devotees are here. So just see any one of them and get involved in the, traveling Sankirtan party. Antaranga Prabhu, as he said, he's going to be here helping us, mobilizing the community and going out on book distribution. But he will let you know which towns and where they are going, actually.
Then we have a book table at the Haveli reception. Every year we have a book table where we present all the books of Prabhupada. Especially we have a nice Saptarishi set with 7 different books of Srila Prabhupada, which we present to the people who are coming to Bhaktivedanta Manor. So Sadanandani Mataji is here. She's there. If you can stand up. Sadanandani Mataji has been working tirelessly behind the book table. So
thank you, Mataji.
So if you are at here over the weekend, during the weekday, you want to get involved and just be at the table, talk to the people, present Srila Prabhupada books, then please see Sadanandani Mataji. She'll happily add you to the WhatsApp group. And she will initially have you somebody who's been doing the books at the table so you get an idea how to do it. So again, don't shy away. Give your name and you can get involved in the, you know, at the book table at the temple. Then we have every weekend we're going to have like a monthly Sankirtan festivals collaborating with Bhakti Vrikshas. We are going to many towns like Hemel Hempstead, Luton, Slough, there was one more, Keshav Prabhu, Stevenage. These are the towns we will be going over the weekend, because over the years we were having a meeting yesterday with Keshav Prabhu and a few other devotees. We've been going to Edgware, Stanmore, or Harrow, all these places, and we have knocked already quite a few doors. And we now want to branch out and go to various these towns where the idea is we can start the sanghas or bhakti vrikshas there. So every other weekend we will be in different towns and we are looking for devotees either to host for prasadam or also to come out on book distribution. So you will see the announcements going out. And if you're not sure where to do, what to do, we have a group called Sankirtan Forever Group. Now the owner of the WhatsApp or the CEO was so kind, he knew that the Sankirtan movement has to expand. So he also expanded the bandwidth from 256 to 1052 now. I think that's the number on the WhatsApp. So, you know, everybody is thinking of the Sankirtan movement. So there is a good opportunity. We have around 280, 300 devotees on the group. So still plenty of room for all of you. So see me or Keshav Gokulanand Prabhu, Chukuja Prabhu. We will add you to the WhatsApp group at the end. And you can see all the messages going out as to what's happening, where we are going in each town, everywhere actually. And then finally, I'm sure there are many other ways. We have boxes. Antaranga Prabhu with the team working with Sacred Street Party and other devotees have boxes of books which you can pick up and gift it to your friends and family. Again, not a coincidence, you know, winter marathon coincides with Christmas and New Year. It's a great time to, you know, give people something where they can start a new year in a great way. So you can get involved and have those boxes. We'll have them over the weekends outside at the table or the Haveli. Antaranga Prabhu will let us know how you can collect those boxes and have them available. If you are so busy, you don't have a time, just take a few boxes with you and give it out to your friends and family as you're going about in the office, colleges, wherever you are actually. And finally, one of the very, among these are all wonderful ways, but door-to-door is another exciting way. Few years ago, before COVID, we knocked 50,000 doors in our community, actually. And next year, we are preparing, as Antaranga Prabhu said, to knock 100,000 doors. So it's a great preparation, great meditation. Prabhu has already given the goal for the next year, so we don't have to worry much about it. You can already start to meditate and try to experience when you knock some doors, what would it be like to knock 100,000 doors next year. So door-to-door is a really interesting way. And not only interesting, it is a very exciting way. You know why? Because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur himself has given a verdict for those who go out on door-to-door. Do you want to hear what that verdict is? So this, he's speaking on the appearance day of his spiritual master, Shiksha Guru, Srila Thakur Bhakti Vinod. And this is a quotation which I have cited on many occasions, but it's one of my favorite and I'm sharing it with you all again. So this is what he says. He says, everyone's auspiciousness will come by preaching about Lord Chaitanya. Like the internet merchants, you should take the waves of the Chaitanya Vani throughout the globe. If necessary, go to all four corners of the earth. Violence to oneself and others under the name of Nirjan Bhajan must be stopped. Every single door must be knocked at least once. Should I repeat that line again? Every single door should be knocked at least once. Who's saying this? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If the inhabitants sincerely inquire as to which manner of Hari Bhajan may be performed or right, then tell them that the only way is through the Bhakti Vinod Dhara, the line of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki jai. So here it is. Prabhu has just very nicely bought these boxes.
It's called All You Need is Revolution. This will be a smaller pack, Antaranga. Okay, so we'll have a mantra meditation pack with some beads, maybe chant and be happy, like a small pack. You can give it out to your colleagues at work, take them on a japa session, bring them to the manor. And then we have this beautiful box here, another one with more books of Srila Prabhupada, which you can drop it. Prabhupada used to call them time bombs, so you can drop some of these boxes in some house and see what happens after that. Want to mention a couple of things. Along with 50,000 books, as Prabhu mentioned, we also want to try to reach out to 100,000 souls this year. So when you send in your scores, it's very difficult to keep the count, but just send an average of how many people you have tried to meet, either on door-to-door or on the streets. And it's great to try and, you know, capture those numbers. And at the end of the festival, we will offer those results to Srila Prabhupada, our founder, Acharya. And we know how dear this activity is for him. And also for the congregation of the Bhaktivedanta Manor, we will have a congregation festival because, you know, one Sankirtan festival is not enough. So come to both, come on the 6th, and then the weekend after that, we will have a congregation festival. We'll get together and try to hear from everyone's experience that how was it to go out, share some stories, and celebrate us, you know, going out. So in relation to door-to-door, we have Kesha Gokulanand Prabhu, Chikuja Prabhu is there. And then we also have the ashram devotees, brahmacharinis, who go out. We have devotees from our congregation, Kalavati Mataji, Nitya Mataji, who will be going out on door-to-door. Then we have kids sankirtan, which is Dinanath Prabhu and my wife, Rindarika Ramya. So if you have children, you want to get them involved, get the families out with the children, you can speak to them. So there are various ways in which you can get involved. You know, there is not one way of distributing Srila Prabhupada books. Prabhupada was a genius. He wanted us to be genius by, you know, inventing ways in spreading Krishna consciousness. So in our community, there's no dearth of how you can distribute Srila Prabhupada books. So please do join us. As Antaranga Prabhu was saying, it's a plea from Prabhupada, kindly help me. He was in Chandni Chowk, you know, trying to go door to door, 45 degrees, standing outside the door of the people, trying to give them one Back to Godhead magazine. And wherever he went, he did not stop transcribing his books because he knew that for the next 10,000 books, these books are going to stay here in our movement, actually. So we owe a lot to Srila Prabhupada. So read his books, distribute them, live them. That's the success of our life in Mahaprabhu's movement. Thank you very much, everybody. Hare Krishna. Antaranga Prabhu, do you want to say anything closing before, just went over the time.
Just one last thing. The packing session, if devotees are actually interested, today and tomorrow we have a packing session of the books in the Haveli, in the section C of the Kirtan Hall, which is the far one on the left in the corner. Anyway, you will see devotees there. We're just going to have some ribbons, get some books together, pack them together and prepare them for the winter marathon. So if devotees are interested, yes, we're going to be packing these wonderful book boxes as well. Between 10 and 12. And then,
and if the kids specifically want to pack some between 12 and 6, and then you know my order to people.
Sunday. And Sunday, between 12 and 6 o'clock, the Sacred Street Party volunteers, devotees, will be packing their books in Yamuna and Mayapur room here in the Bhaktivedanta Manor. So, yeah, with that said, thank you so much for your wonderful time. Oh, Niskinchana. Yes, so there's a bit of a rivalry in packing books between Sacred Street Party and the School of Bhakti. So whoever you wish to choose, please do so. Transcendental Book Distribution Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Brihad Mridanga Transcendental Book Distribution Ki, Nitya Gaura Premanande, Haribol.